Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where Bobby is a wealth of information, and sometimes it's brand new information that goes against other information that I had heard. So we will try to get to the bottom of that. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, Corey Majors. And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, is there something else you want to talk about so I can delay talking about the Rangers?
Bananas.
I really wish I was more prepared for this at the moment, because we've already discussed how I feel about my plans, and now I have to go back to the plans. I had a free hour of my life, Alec, that I was very excited to have back, and now, granted, I will say, before I was kind of excited about my plan while I was going to do that hour, because I take Lucy to therapy, I can drop her off or stick around. It's up to Lucy. Sometimes she says you can go. So I go to the grocery store and I walk around. I look at beers, all right? I enjoy looking at beer cans. I don't know why. I just think it's fun. Sometimes I grab some beers, all right? And then I'll grab some steaks or something like that. Maybe a little snack for Lucy, a sweet treat, if you will. And so now I'm actually excited to go back to the plans, because I can do all this stuff that I wasn't planning on doing tonight. For about 45 minutes, I was like, I won't do that. And now I'm back in it, so...
Alec.
Okay, are you the type of person, whenever you do get that random free time that you didn't expect, do you feel like you have to be productive with that hour, or are you like, I'm going to do absolutely nothing and enjoy being lazy?
That's Adrian. Yeah. Adrian is like, I must now fill this time with something productive. And I actually told her this the other day. Man, I don't know. Man, it is a surprise that she's still with me. The other day I was like, yeah, she said I needed to do something, and I was like, do I or do I not have to do this? And she was like, well, you don't have to. And I was like, of course, you're always trying to fill my empty schedule. And so, yeah, I'm the one that's like, hey, I'll go lay in the pool for an hour, for that extra hour, if that's the case.
You know, Corey.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, Boach. You do know Corey. That's a good use of that.
That is, man, that is
a good... I think we're going to find a lot of good use of that.
Also, selfish question, and then I guess inevitably we have to talk about the Rangers. But just a reminder, Michael Chiklis at noon, Sean Merriman at 1 o'clock, and of course, I already told you we have Corey and Alex. So it is a star-studded show. Tomorrow at Taco Bueno.
I love Taco. Oh, man, I love Taco Bueno.
But you control the shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question.
We can do shout-outs today.
My birthday is Sunday.
Yes. Yes, it is. So is my mom's.
Can I? Yes. There's a very bizarre lineage of like matching birthdays.
Long history here.
Our families. Can I celebrate my birthday at the Taco Bueno, or is that an inappropriately early shout-out?
Yeah, you can celebrate. I do think that anything that goes into the weekend can be celebrated on Shout-Out Friday.
Okay.
I think that's part of it, too. Because sometimes we used to do that with Are You Better also. If you would like us to bring Are You Better back, text in right now, 877-881-1053. We'll look into it. But we used to do that with Are You Better on Fridays. We'd say, hey, you know what? Let's get to one of these Saturdays. And then on Mondays, if we missed one from Sunday, we'd roll that in. So, Kevin, celebrate as much as you want at Taco Bueno for your birthday.
All right.
Number 26 is what I'm presuming this is.
That'd be confusing considering my older son's about to turn 21. 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. And from the 214, I get this. I know it's not Forgiveness Friday, but I would like to ask for forgiveness. I added Jacob DeGrom to my Ultimate Rangers team lineup on this mobile game. Well, then I guess we should probably go ahead and just play cut number two, because Corey asked Boach about the inordinate number of home runs that DeGrom had given up, second most in his career, and we saw some of that last night.
Here's the 2-1, and that pitch hit high and deep to left. It's out of here. Wow, what a shot. Over the Crawford boxes goes Jose Altuve.
All right,
with his
26th Alan, can you cut that off? Because that's making me sad. But seriously, can you play that first, like, 5 seconds again? And just, like, there's no doubt.
Here's the 2-1. And that pitch hit high and deep to left. It's out of here. Wow.
It was a no-doubter. The Rangers lose. They get swept. I understand that mathematically the Rangers are still in it, but we went into this, and I feel like I have to be consistent. This doesn't mean that I stop loving the Rangers, and I'll stop watching and listening to the games right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I will hope. But we said the Rangers need to win this series. Not only did they not win this series, they got swept. And I go back to Boston also winning yesterday to really create an overwhelming gap in both the divisional race and the wild card race. And I hate to say this so much, I think last night was the last stand for the Texas Rangers.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you having, you know, being stronger for, you know, approximately 1 month than I was, because I saw and I was like, all right, now do I think this is weird, because you said you hope.
Right.
But it sounds like you've given up hope. And so I'm confused.
I've not given up hope.
You've just given up.
See, there's two parts of my personality. I know I like to talk about math, but there's also once in a while other parts, and I'm like, shut up, math. It could still happen. And so that's where I'm at right now. Shut up, math.
Yeah, because
it could still happen.
Now you're in, like, potential miracle. And you actually do need a miracle here. I don't know if the Rangers have control of their own destiny right here. In the next 9 games, do they actually have control of their own destiny?
No, they do not.
I think there's too many other things that are involved for them to have control of that. And that's the worst place to be in. Because if you have control, then you can blame yourself for things. And the Rangers can go back and blame themselves for a lot of things this year. But if you have control, you can blame yourself and give yourself the credit. If you don't, then you're just kind of sitting there going, man, we're hoping that somebody else, and then you're blaming somebody else for not winning.
Yeah.
And that's not the good place.
Exactly. And to control your own destiny, you would need to be in a situation where if you went 9-0, you were guaranteed to make
the
playoffs.
That's not the way it is.
Exactly. That is not the case whatsoever. Whether that's because Cleveland has now creeped ahead of you, or the gap that's been created with Houston and even Seattle. And I know they play each other, and I'm not ignoring these other teams' schedules, but you cannot, no matter how you slice it, say that the Texas Rangers control their own destiny. And unfortunately, I mean, you would have to probably at this point. We said 87, so you'd need to go 8-1. But even at this point, when you look at, you're 4.5 behind in the wild card. So even 8-1, I don't think would cut it. You would need to go 9-0 and hope that multiple teams play sub-500 baseball. Now, is that possible mathematically? Absolutely, it is. I'm just, from a logic standpoint, I just don't think that it's going to happen.
I'm right there with you. And Alec, are you still holding on for hope? Are you giving it one more series? Are you giving it till the last second here?
I can't hold on at this point. I mean, I'm one of those people. I got to stand on business too. I joined you in waving the white flag like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
That's
so
right.
I kind of have to own that. So even through all the excitement of the last like week, I was still like, well, I kind of said one thing. I gotta just kind of eat this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm back to white flag status.
Okay. So man, it stinks that our show, who loves the Rangers probably more than anybody in the world.
Yeah.
There's no radio show in DFW that loves the Rangers as much as us. And we've all gotten to this point. However, Kevin, one of the ways that you would like think, man, I can get this back is all my stars come back. You know, Marcus says, hey, guys, 9 games left. Let me fight through this. Corey says, hey, this appendectomy, I'll rip my abdomen in half to go back and try and get a World Series. Nate Evaldi says, I'll throw my shoulder off my body in order to get us back to this thing, guys. 9 games, let's win 9 in a row. I'm here for it, all right? That's one way that you would hope that it would happen. And quite honestly, last night, I know Adolis at the plate wasn't it.
Right.
Adolis in the outfield was freaking spectacular. And that was so much fun to see. Even though, you know, he knows his body, he probably shouldn't have been doing that, but he was out there giving it his all. So, Kevin, there is still a way. There is still a way for it to happen.
Yes.
The dream is
yes.
All those guys come back and they relive those glory days of 2023. That's the one dream. But, Kevin, there's got to be another path. Can these young players, this group of Rowdy Tellez also, can they all bring this thing back to life for 9 more games?
And see, and that's the thing that's a little bit complicated about this entire season, right? Because while we've all lamented some of the offensive struggles of somebody like Adolis Garcia, you just brought it up. Adolis Garcia defensively has had a significantly better year than he did last year, and he's played a lot closer to 2023. But then when we talked with Boach yesterday, he's right. You can look at the first 2 games of this series and be like, man, your defense really let you down. And this is a Texas Rangers team that defensively has been really, really good this year. So to see that falter at the point that you absolutely needed it the most, that is discouraging. I hear you about the Little Rascals and Rowdy Tellez, and I hope that is the case. And now my focus will turn to, and unfortunately you have to look at the other teams as well, but your focus turns to, hey, sweep the Marlins. And in between, hope.
Especially on Sunday, knock those Marlins down.
Yes,
agreed. I would love to see on Sunday specifically, the Marlins get their butt stomped.
Absolutely. I would love to see that. In the meantime, I would love to see the Yankees get wiped out by the Orioles, the Red Sox get wiped out by the Rays. I would love to see the Mariners get swept by the Astros. And I know that's counterintuitive, but unfortunately, because you got swept by the Astros, you have to turn into somebody who doesn't root for the Astros, never, but has to look at the scoreboard and say, I would accept if they came out on top in these 3 games, because that would better your shot at the playoffs. So if you need other series to watch this weekend to hold on to your hope, Mariners, Astros, Red Sox, Rays, Yankees, Orioles, probably the Guardians and Twins as well, though I know at least with the Guardians, you end with a 3-game series against them. So, yeah, I'm going to hope that Tyler Mahle's back and he can rock and roll and we can squash the Marlins, but it's tough, man.
The good thing is, tough. Kevin, you've never lost 5 in a row this month. So, like that's a positive.
That I mean, you hadn't lost 3 in a row this month either, well, let alone 4.
And here we are. So, what do you do now? Do you just turn around and fold up, or, you know, all right, it's time to go home? Or do you get out there and fight your asses off so that you can get back into the playoffs? That's what you do, ladies and gentlemen. You go fight. Hey, by the way, from the 6-2.
Okay, but hold on. No, hold on. Does that mean we weren't fighting against the Astros? That feels like the epitome of when you needed to fight.
Well, this is when you're down the most, though, Kevin. Like, okay. Now you've been swept by the Astros.
Okay.
So now you're in the gutter.
I got you.
You woke up. You're hungover. You're like, what happened last night? You're sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Trying to figure things out, and you're like, there's only one option left. I got to resist everything that's in front of me and just go and okay. and say, Miami, taking you down, all right? Godfather or be damned. You say Minnesota, who knows what goes on there? And then you say Cleveland. We saw that that movie. It was actually, I was going to say stupid, but it was an awesome movie, Major League. It's really, by the way, did you know Coach Brown said that when he was on the phone getting recruited to be the coach, he was like, hold on, I got to talk to this guy about some white wall tires.
Yeah.
Did you see that Wesley Snipes' character pulls up to the complex with white wall tires on his car?
I did not.
Wonder if that was the case. From the 682, find out I can drive on more days than just July 4th, and now we might have Are You Better back. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be a great week.
And then somebody said, put the fries in the bag, bro.
Put the fries in the bag.
Oh, no. You know what, Alec? I listened to this show. I'll say it's not over for the Rangers, but for them to get in the playoffs, it's going to be a long putt.
That's a long putt.
That's what we learned from Stephen Jones. That's what I'm going to go to. Seriously, I know we were...
And Jordan Spieth, a damn good long putter.
That is true.
Let's call him up.
Who's that player on our team right now? So I will just say this series, and I know we're trying to have fun as to not be overly sad, this series was so disappointing. Essentially, you have solidified the Astros' playoff spot, potentially as the divisional winner, and overwhelmingly likely killed your own playoff hopes all in the same time by getting swept by the Astros. And I know it was defense multiple times last night. Jacob DeGrom, he had the shot. He didn't do his job last night. He would be the first one to tell you that. And then the offense didn't give him much to work with either. It is a crushing three-game series we just experienced.
Or, Kevin, you just ensured that three AL West teams are going to be in the playoffs.
I will accept that at this point. Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, after two games, are you feeling more positive, more negative, or still pretty much the same about this Cowboys team? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Giants got in the neutral zone. Free play. Zips it into the end zone. Ball's caught by Turpin for a touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know it's only been two games, but it's been a fascinating two games for the Cowboys where they lost and people seem more upbeat as opposed to when they won, when people seemed more downtrodden. So I ask you this question.
Is it possible for us to get Are You Better in today? Is a question I ask you.
Oh.
Just maybe about a 5 minute Are You Better today.
Okay.
We can find a window. Sorry, go ahead and ask that other question. That sounds like an off-air discussion, yeah, Kevin.
I'm sure we can figure that out. All right. Are you feeling more positive, more negative, or still about the same as the doubt of
I think
you got it.
I think I feel more.
Shut up, Alec.
This game didn't change my mind about what I felt after the Eagles game. I was very caught off guard by the Eagles game.
Right.
Which I think the Eagles were too. Like, is that fair? Because they didn't. Shoddy played with the 7-iron all preseason in an attempt to sneak a win out of the first game, I think. I really do think that. And he can say, no, you're wrong about that or whatever. But I really do think that they were going to utilize that opportunity to surprise Philadelphia. And they did. The first half of that game was a surprise to everybody. So the game that I saw last Sunday was more like what I expected this team to look like.
Right.
I expected the Cowboys to utilize George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb and the passing game, and I didn't know what I was going to get out of the running game. I'm getting better out of the running game, but I just did not expect our defense to be that successful yet. Losing Deron Bland, definitely a problem there too. But Kevin, so I am kind of right there where I was. I'm still surprised they were as good as they were against Philadelphia. I'm surprised they were as bad as they were against New York, and I think they're somewhere in between and can get better. They can also get very, very worse.
You know, I'm glad that you used the defense as one of the examples, because that's where I think I'm back around to close to the same on the Cowboys, maybe a tiny bit more positive. But let's look at the defense. I wrote more positive, rushing defense, less positive, defensive backs. All right, so the rushing defense. Right now, this one is tough because it's been two games. But you are giving up 16 fewer yards rushing per game, and that's great. But here's what I really wanted to focus on. You're giving up 4.1 yards per carry.
Okay.
Last year, I believe it was 4.8 yards per carry. Now you're talking about a position where you go from being one of the worst in the league to certainly the potential to be at least in the middle of the league. And if you would have told me going into the season, your rush defense is going to be adequate, I think I'd have been like, great, that sounds fantastic. Which I know is a weird use of the word adequate, but in this case, I think it is accurate. So thus far, I feel more positive about the rushing defense. But if that's the case, then I have to admit I feel more negative about the defensive backs, because I remember one of my Cowboys questions was, is it possible that this cornerback thing might just be all right? And again, shooting for adequate here, it has not.
Yeah.
It has not. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I feel like you knew that. You saw the games. But the third most yards given up through two games, Nick Harris brought it up. Kyir Elam has given up the most passing yards by any individual defender thus far. And then you go back to this, and I know Jerry talked about it Tuesday with Sean and RJ. We're going to have Jerry Jones on with us at 10:30 tomorrow. We'll be live from Taco Bueno in Dallas off North Central Expressway. But Eberflus, he's running zone coverage, what, like 95, 96% of the time? The defense gave up seven passing plays of 20 or more yards against the Giants. This is the same Giants team with the same personnel and everything that the week before against the Commanders looked like, well, I probably shouldn't say what I really want to say. They did not look good offensively. And then against us, they look like the next coming of the greatest show on turf.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, so again, where does that get you? More negative about the passing defense, more positive about the rushing defense. That puts me back at pretty much where we
exactly
started.
Yeah, that's exactly where I am right now.
All right, Alec, positive, more positive about the Cowboys, more negative about the Cowboys, or pretty much about the same?
I'd say more positive in a slight manner. It's more of the same, but what gave me that ray of sunshine was how they handled the end of the game, because like you said, really all week, Kevin, is that it wasn't perfect. There were times that the offense sputtered. There was definitely times where the defense was not adequate, is the word we're going to use today. But there were moments, especially there at the end of the game, and most of them were because of your kicker. I will admit that. But I feel like I'm still riding off the high that is Brandon Aubrey being on my football team, which is crazy to say in 2025 we're flexing our kickers, you know, in the NFL. But I think he's obviously a big part of it. But the way they handled the fourth quarter and overtime, it's more of the situational stuff that gets me excited, because I didn't think the situational stuff was there in the last year of Mike McCarthy's tenure, just because everybody was kind of on a solo mission. It was hero ball. It was just get through the season. We'll figure it out later. At least from my perspective, their situational moments at the end of the game specifically gave me enough hope.
Okay. Situational moments. Great phrase right there. Because if I said I'm about back at the same, maybe a little bit more positive, I'm going to take Alex's situational moment comment and I'm going to put a specific situational moment for me. The Dallas Cowboys offense on third down thus far has been tremendous. Dak Prescott has thrown 20 third down passes so far this season. Now, is that a lot of third downs? Yes. He's completed 15 of those passes, with 11 of them going for first downs. Dak Prescott leads the NFL in third down completions. Now, you can, of course, argue a lot of numbers both ways. The first number is, would you like to see more conversions on first and second down? Sure, I can agree with that. But if you're doing well on third down, either offensively or defensively, that is a huge predication or predicator, maybe behind only turnover ratio, that you're probably doing good in this game. So if there's any specific thing that I think has me hopeful going forward, is that Dak Prescott specifically and the Cowboys offense have been really good on third down so far.
I'm not the only one that's seeing this, Kevin. As I've former Cowboys players are seeing the same thing I'm seeing. And we've asked Steven and Jerry this. I've asked you about it. I'm not exactly sure where you stand on it. I feel like I'm watching Dak with a different energy. Do you agree?
You said that in the first game.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about that before I answer?
There is the whole spitting situation, like that right there. I love that out of my leader. I want my leader to be an antagonizer, talk the trash, back it up, all those things that go along with it. But then again, you add to that, he looks comfortable in the offense. He looks like he has control of it at times. He just has a different, I don't know what it is. There's a different confidence. Maybe it's a happiness. I'm not sure if
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
He loved Mike McCarthy. That's one person has told me he feels a lot freer,
right?
Than because he doesn't have that person around anymore. And maybe that is the thing. Maybe he feels free in this Schottenheimer offense because he understands it more. Schottenheimer even discussed last week, I believe, he was like, it feels great knowing that I can call these plays. I feel free calling these plays because I know Dak can work within them. I know what Dak can work within the system to maneuver it, just so he doesn't have to strictly stick to it. But he looks like since Micah left, that he feels like he has more responsibility to take on the leadership of this role, this team, and be there cheering, being a cheerleader, pumping everybody up. I'm seeing him on the sidelines being a little different. Now, there are throws that he makes that he still walks off with his mouth agape. Like, that still happens.
Right.
But there's just a different vibe that I'm seeing in him, and I think that's paying off for the offense in that respect right there. He just looks comfortable in the offense right now. Now, I need it to convert into the entire team has that same confidence. Somebody said Dak's in villain mode right now. Ooh. I'm fine with that too. But that when he stepped through and spit, I'm not saying he antagonized Jalen Carter on purpose.
Sure.
But once he saw that Jalen Carter was antagonized, the smile went on his face of, I got you. And I love knowing I just got into your head, and my quarterback sees that and is aware of it and ready to rock.
Yeah, I mean,
you know how I feel about Dak. I've been a big critic of him for quite some time now.
I don't want you to be angry with me.
You don't have to agree with me. This is a country, Kevin, where we can.
No, I know, but you got to pick a side, right?
Nope.
That's what I was told. You
can
pick a
say
side.
What you want, though. We can have a conversation.
Okay. Well, then, Corey, I am going to wait this out for a couple more weeks to see if I totally agree with your hypothesis. I see reasons.
Watch for it.
Watch for
what I'm saying and see if you can see that.
And I am going to, there are a couple of reasons I think your hypothesis could be valid. So look at some of the weapons for Dak Prescott. Well, he's got a secondary receiver that I would assume he feels way better about than he has in some time. He's got a running game that at least early on, it looks like you should feel significantly better about compared to last year. So now the next check on that list is going to be, can the offensive line get it together? Because those Pro Football Focus grades you gave us yesterday were super depressing. And so
that part of the way he's acting and what you're saying there, I also think that maybe he's kind of, I don't know what the word is here, giving this off so that other people feel the same confidence.
Sure. I think that's a great idea. Some people are probably not fazed by that, but I'm willing to bet there is a good number of players on that team.
There's a Tyler Guyton that's probably sitting there going, man, I don't know yet. And he just needs that one thing to go, man, I'll follow that dude. I'm willing to go there.
Dak Prescott is their dinosaur. You remember Mookie Wilson said, whenever I'm in a slump, I think about dinosaurs. And if dinosaurs believe in me, and if I believe in dinosaurs, then they'll believe in me. And then that helped him get out of their slump. So Dak Prescott is Tyler Guyton's dinosaur. If Dak Prescott believes in him, he believes in Dak and vice versa. And I just think that's an amazing quote. I know it's kind of paraphrasing
Our friend, the celebrity Reginald Atatula, is the one that first introduced me to that quote. And it's a genius quote. I love it. And I think you're dead on then. If I put this off, then maybe the guys are going to believe that we are exactly what that is. And Kevin, sometimes you don't actually have to be that. You just have to think you are.
Yes. Look, this is a weird kind of non sequitur. I had a conversation with somebody this week who does not believe in dinosaurs. And I didn't get into a debate with him. I just read them that quote just so they would know that quote existed in the world. Just so they would know.
What if the dinosaurs were actually just chickens all along?
Wait, what?
That's the question.
I don't know what to do with that right now. You're not going to deter me from telling you the craziest thing you're going to hear all day, besides what you just said about chicken dinosaurs. All right. Javonte Williams. This is another more positive. The rushing offense and Javonte Williams. Javonte Williams joined Herschel Walker and Alvin Blunt as the only players to rush for 3 touchdowns in their first 2 games with the Cowboys.
Okay.
You might be like, who the hell is Alvin Blunt? That's a fair point. No Cowboy has ever scored a rushing touchdown in each of their first 3 games with the franchise.
Not even Emmitt Smith?
No.
He's the best.
That is true. So this would be historical, but consider those 2 players. Herschel Walker in 1986 went down and got traded, maybe in the greatest trade in the history of football. Alvin Blunt scored 3 touchdowns in his first 2 games with the Cowboys and never played a game in the NFL again.
So you're saying that
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I just thought that was an amazing factoid because he got hurt. I guess like right at the start of the 3rd game. So I guess he played that. And then he never caught on and played in another regular season game again. Isn't that crazy?
We're going into Javonte Williams' 3rd game.
Okay, but like that was a mistake to tell you that. We're the KNC masterpiece. You know what? No. What happens next is your fault. Coming up next, are any of the Rangers in line to win a gold glove? Plus, I have a bananas question about baseball that I'm going to make you guys answer.
And his name starts with the letter J.
Next on the Fan.
1-2, bases loaded, 2 outs. The pitch to Diaz, swung on, drilled to left center. It's a line drive base hit. That will score 2, and the Astros have the early lead for the 3rd straight night. It's 2-0.
Sorry, we had to play that clip. The Rangers would lose and get swept by the Astros right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Now, I need everyone to make a promise.
All right.
You will not look this up. I want you to go to the Twitch, the YouTube, and the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. And guess as best as you can with your brain power. How many baseballs are used in a Major League Baseball regular season? I want you to ponder, think it over. We will get to that answer in a minute.
22,000 baseballs.
Okay, keep that answer to yourself now that I've heard it. All right.
I'll change it.
In the meantime, got a whole bunch of stuff for you. Shohei Ohtani, who hit another home run last night. You remember yesterday, I can't remember if we said this on air or off air. We were joking about Shohei Ohtani might play some outfield, and we're like, they need him to relieve. Now the news comes out that the Dodgers have, in fact, talked. Last night, Dave Roberts admitted that he has talked to Shohei Ohtani about potentially being in the bullpen for the Dodgers in the playoffs. That feels like potentially a far better use of his talents because their bullpen sucks.
So he's going to start, be in the bullpen, and he's going to hit home runs.
I would assume he would not.
He's like Bugs Bunny in that cartoon where he's pitching, catching, and then he calls people out.
Well, the good thing is then you could strike somebody out with one pitch.
I love that. It's one of the most ridiculous things, and I still love it to this day.
I would assume then he would not start as a pitcher, and they would strictly use him.
Well, I mean, Kevin was at the World Baseball Classic. He was the closer against Mike Trout, and we had one of the most epic moments in baseball ever. It was almost scripted.
Oh, yeah. You could not. I bet if you told Major League Baseball going into it, they'd be like, shut up. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it did. So just keep an eye out on that. By the way, Cubs, they clinched a playoff berth as well. Their first spot in the postseason since 2020. Let's talk about Justin Verlander real quick. He was talking with reporters after the game, I believe it was yesterday. He started the season 0-8 with a 4.99 ERA. But since mid-July, he has posted an ERA of 0.87 with 28 strikeouts and 31 innings pitched. He said he plans to pitch again next year.
Oh, good for him. And I hope he does.
That is a remarkable change, though, from 0-8, 4.99, to now almost unstoppable.
What do you think the reason is for that, then, Kevin?
I don't know.
Sometimes
all-star break adjustments.
Sometimes you're just not right, you know?
That could be true.
And then things change.
It's Justin Verlander. He's the one with Kate Upton, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's old.
He's
very old.
You're older than he is.
Okay, but I'm not a professional baseball player where the oldness is about 30 and that's it.
Alec, your thoughts on the oldness?
He's 42.
I just told you that.
Dang. In years.
All right. Let's go.
Good for him, man.
Let's go from that too.
Still love his story, Kevin. Have you ever heard the story about him and his friend in high school?
Perhaps not.
His he wanted an ice cream,
mm-hmm.
and his friend was like, "All right, I'll tell you what. You give me your first signing bonus, and I'll give you this. I'll buy you an ice cream."
Yeah.
And he said he wrote him the check, and he said he still has the check. He never actually cashed it. It's a cool story.
All right. Whew, what a whirlwind that was. Now, perhaps more relevant to the Rangers, Rob Manfred believes that Major League Baseball will control local rights for all 30 teams by 2028.
Wow.
This is just interesting because, well, I mean, it's interesting either way, I guess. But the founding of the Rangers Sports Network and the amount of money that they're pouring into it, and what I have been led to believe is an early loss on that network, knowing that eventually it will pay off a ton for them. That is interesting to hear. I wonder if the Rangers thought that was a possibility as a potential buyout. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that could complicate this whole thing is if you run into a work stoppage in 2 years. I imagine that's probably not going to make the media rights deals significantly easier.
No matter what, every sport has to figure out how to get their product to the consumer.
Correct.
That is the most important thing. Now, just like most things, do we sell it ourselves or do we have somebody else sell it out there?
Right.
And right now, the benefit for the Rangers is, now it was an expense to start it up. But
yeah,
hopefully that's like the big hope is that it turns into a cash cow for you at some point.
Now,
and then you're saving money, not having to pay an RSN, some big network.
So I do want to see how that plays out. And I'm going to try to investigate more about Rob Manfred's level of confidence on getting all of the teams.
What about competence?
No.
Oh, dude, he seems competent.
I already know that. Does he?
He might not care about the game.
I really thought you were going to say he might not show it, but he's competent. I was going to go, well, hold on.
He might not care about the
fair.
Game.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
It seems like all he's right. gotten the game.
Okay.
Think about the popularity of baseball lately.
Yeah.
It seems like it's gone better.
All right. I can accept that. All right, I asked you guys a question. We got all kinds of answers. I'm going to put your official answers down. Alec, how many baseballs does Major League Baseball use in a season?
So I did math, Kevin. You should be proud of me. There's 2,430 regular season games.
Okay.
So I did just like a plus minus 100 baseballs per game.
Okay.
And I hedged my bets, went down a little bit. I'm going to say 240,000 in an MLB regular season.
Corey Majors, what say you? By the way, I'm going to read you some of the, and they're all across the board, and I love it.
3 million baseballs a year.
Okay. That feels high. But that's probably because I know the answer.
Roughly 700,000.
700,000. All right. So
maybe 20.
Stop it.
Somebody said 69 per game.
All right.
Nice.
We get the guess of 14,200, 15,000, 163,000, 250,000. So that's close to you, Alec. 157,000. And from the 469, I used to be a bat boy. My educated guess is 19,000. Prepare to be surprised. From the 972, 14,418 guaranteed on the head. If I'm wrong, I'll go get my hair cut. By the way, I'm on my way to the barbershop.
I was about to say, they're probably
right
on their
now.
Way to get a haircut
yes,
right
yes,
now.
Yes, they are.
Let it grow out if you're wrong.
Oh, yeah. That would be terrible. All right. So it was calculated like this. Last year, there were 732,820 regular season plays. The average baseball lasts for 2.52 pitches, which leads to 289,731 baseballs used in a regular season. Now, this comes up. The bigger picture of this is there's a story on The Athletic that talks about the evolution of how long you used a baseball. And so they would talk about, like, if you go back and watch a game from 1984, every time a ball's in the dirt, you'll see the catcher immediately throw it right back to the pitcher so they can keep maybe a scuffed up baseball. And there are some current baseball players that are like, oh man, no wonder they threw such good sinkers then. The baseballs were always all scuffed up. And then there's an umpire who said, yeah, if there's a little dirt on it, you'll wipe it off, send it back. But I definitely know catchers are trying to, like, just fire that baseball back.
Yeah, if a ball has a hole burned in the side of it, Greg Maddux is like, bring the baseball to me.
I
cannot wait to throw this one.
Obviously, I'm sure he uses plenty of tricks. But yeah, 2.51 pitches is how long the average baseball lasts.
I want to track something, and I don't know how to track it. Mike said something yesterday on the broadcast that I asked him months ago. I said, hey, when a pitcher throws over to first base, that's not counted as one of the pitches.
Correct.
But that he threw the ball.
That's
and
true.
Last night, Jonah Heim called time.
Yeah.
And DeGrom threw the pitch. And Mike goes, that was a pitch. He went full effort. But
yeah,
we don't count that in his pitch count.
Hmm.
I would love to track for one pitcher in from spring training until the end of the season how many times they throw the baseball.
That's an interesting question.
I want somebody to grant me money to follow one player and track that for the season.
Okay.
And then you know what? I might even track outfielders and infielders. This is a 6-year or 7-year. This is a 9-year project.
Okay.
It's only going to cost $700,000 a year.
Hey, you could apply for the MacArthur Genius Grant. I think that's like $500,000.
Thank you.
All right, so that's your reward. Try not to listen to the next 10 seconds of this.
Right on.
By the way, also when the Astros swept the Rangers, that means they won the silver boot because they were down 6-4, and now they won the season series 7-6. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on, good for you, on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.